Chapter 2. The World Around Us. Unit 3. Come Rain or Come Shine. Most people agree that the weather is an important part of daily life. It influences everything from our travel plans to how we dress. Yet few people understand the basics of how rain, wind, or other weather-related events occur. Weather is affected by many factors, including atmospheric changes and jet streams. Understanding these factors has allowed weather scientists, called meteorologists, to study the weather and to predict future weather patterns. Almost all changes in the weather are due to variations in pressure and temperature in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is divided into 5 layers. From highest to lowest, these parts of the atmosphere are the exosphere, thermosphere, mesosphere, stratosphere, and troposphere. Each layer is different in certain ways from the other layers. Weather that affects our day-to-day lives on Earth occurs in the troposphere. This is the lowest region of the atmosphere. It extends 13 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. Meteorologists observe the troposphere and use various tools to help them guess weather patterns. The most basic of these tools is the thermometer. This instrument measures air temperature. Another basic tool of meteorologists is the barometer, which measures air pressure. More advanced tools measure wind speed, wind direction, and water in the air. In the 20th century, meteorologists began sending weather balloons, called radiosondes, into the atmosphere. Such balloons can be tracked by satellites to provide precise atmospheric data for meteorologists. During the summer months, temperatures in the troposphere are typically higher due to heating by sunlight. When temperatures increase, air molecules move faster and farther from each other. This creates a low-pressure system. When a low-pressure system meets a high-pressure system of a different temperature, it usually results in wind, precipitation, and storms. Events in the stratosphere also affect the weather. However, the changes that occur in the stratosphere, the layer above the troposphere, are not thoroughly understood by meteorologists. Particularly important are jet streams, the air currents that flow eastward in the stratosphere. In winter, the jet streams are stronger and can move at speeds of over 400 kilometers per hour. The jet streams are often responsible for pushing fronts through countries and for shifting storm systems. The next layer of the atmosphere is the mesosphere. This part of the Earth's atmosphere is measured from 50 kilometers up to 85 kilometers above the Earth. Scientists do not actually know much about it. The problem is that few instruments can be used for studying the mesosphere given its height. Weather balloons and planes cannot fly that high. Satellites circle the Earth above the top of the mesosphere. The only instruments useful at the height of the mesosphere are special rockets. Such rockets are not sent up to circle the Earth, but return after doing tests or collecting data. Although scientists still have a lot to learn about the mesosphere and its effect on weather at the Earth's surface, a few interesting things have been noted by scientists. Special clouds sometimes form in the mesosphere. These clouds are much higher than normal clouds, and they only form over the Earth's poles. Another interesting event that occurs in this part of the atmosphere is lightning. This lightning is different than lightning in the lower atmosphere. It flashes in the sky more than 40 kilometers above storms in the troposphere. Above the mesosphere are the thermosphere and exosphere. These parts of the Earth's atmosphere are very thin, meaning molecules in these layers do not often strike each other. Most people simply think of these layers as part of space, not as part of the Earth's atmosphere.